Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The Justice Department gets a judge to agree, and Arizona's new immigration law is put on hold.
This is a halfway through victory. It's only a temporary injunction. It doesn't mean that we've won.
That's reaction from day laborer Pablo Alvarez, one side of this furious debate. The other side points to Arizona's governor, Jan Brewer, as its champion.
We knew regardless of what happened, one side or the other side was going to appeal. So this begins the process. This is an injunction.
We always need to hear both sides of the story.
Two political parties debating multiple solutions to one problem, immigration.
One state, one government, one controversial law. 11 million illegal immigrants, two sides of a troubled border. We'll try to sort it out and find one clear picture of the immigration debate in Arizona.
On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Thursday, July 29th. Waking up with the news that the law in Arizona will not go forward as it was written.
But that's quite a promise. One clear picture on immigration reform?
I said we'll try.
Stay tuned, folks.
I said we'll try.
Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories where that clear picture is anything but in Arizona. The controversial parts of the new immigration law in Arizona was stopped in its tracks yesterday.
Obviously, it's a little bump in the road.
That's Arizona Governor Jan Brewer saying the next step comes today when the state appeals the decision to a federal court in San Francisco. In the meantime, Governor Brewer points out parts of the law took effect at midnight.
The ban on sanctuary cities is still in order. Picking up day laborers is still intact. And the section regarding the unauthorized employee of illegal immigrants is still in line.
But those celebrating yesterday's ruling ranged from Bishop Catherine Jefford Shorey of the Episcopal Church.
If a law is unjust, it needs to be changed.
And then there were Mexican-Americans like Alma Mendoza.
We are humans and we have rights. A piece of paper, they don't make me any different to anyone that is illegal.
The federal government hopes the ruling acts as a deterrent to other states considering similar measures.
Joining us now is Marshal Larry Talvey. He's the Marshal of Tombstone, Arizona. Good morning, Marshal.
Good morning.
You know, we spoke to you before in which you were saying that you felt like the law could be a good tool for your officers. What's your reaction now to the partial injunction?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm very disappointed in the outcome of the decision of the judge and that, you know, it's such a controversial issue, but we've got a critical issue here involving illegal immigration.
And you felt this could have helped you solve it?
Well, I think it was a step forward to allow us to handle a situation that the federal government is just not taking control of.
Okay, we're going to talk about this more with Marshal Larry Talvey in a moment.
Our oil story this morning is not from the Gulf. It's in Michigan. Federal officials now say more than 1 million gallons of oil may have spilled into the Kalamazoo River in Michigan. We reported on it yesterday. Governor Granholm of Michigan says it would be a tragedy if that oil reaches Lake Michigan 80 miles downstream.
Ethics charges against New York Congressman Charlie Rangel will be announced publicly today by a House Ethics Committee. We'll have more on that. And Congress has changed a law in which a person caught with crack cocaine gets the same mandatory prison term as someone with 100 times the same amount of powder cocaine. The new law reduces that ratio to about 18 to 1. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up. The Dow starts at 10,497, the S&P at 1,106, and the NASDAQ opens at 2,264. Well, we want to continue a conversation today that we started yesterday. When is a movie better than the book that it's based on? Give us your suggestions at 8778MYTAKE and head over to our site, thetakeaway.org, for more details. We'll also look at the president's education policy and a collection of civil rights groups who criticize it. That's in a half hour.
You can also give us a movie that's worse than the book, too. There's a lot of those. Lots of responses already. In a few minutes, reactions to the Arizona injunction on immigration reform. That's coming up.